Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Amy Cardell is here, too. Amy has become a great member of our Brain Trust this year. She's Vice President for Strategy Workforce Relationships at CompTIA. We'll get her to tell us about that in just a minute, and we're glad she's back. Amy, welcome back.
Glad to be here, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you back, as always. So, folks, we're going to talk about some of the things we're going to talk about are some of the interesting ways that the pandemic has accelerated and shined a light on gaps in our effectiveness, especially in the area of technology. One quick stat, Amy, an IBM report came out that said that e-commerce has been compressed and accelerated 5 years, meaning that we were going to have 5 years to grow into where we are now today because of the pandemic. And there are many other things like that, and I know in your work you have seen those things, haven't you?
Absolutely. One of the stats I've heard is 10 months equaled 10 years in digital transformation. And yeah. Digital transformation is one of those silly buzzwords we throw around in the technology industry, but really it encompasses everything from what you said about e-commerce. I mean, click and buy is what we expect. We've been trained by the big boys, you know.
Well, you know, we were using that term digital transformation 2 or 3 years ago, and it was like, you know, you would say it and people would go, ho-hum, another buzzword. But boy, howdy! I mean, it's everybody in the world. If they don't know the term today, when they hear that term, it's totally intuitive, isn't it?
It is, and you know, it affects not just our buying habits, but it affects how some of us are able to work remotely. You know, I spent 8.5 hours yesterday on the all-day Zoom session. We would have usually had a meeting down in Tampa, but you know, we did that all remotely. And I'm sure some of your listeners are doing the same, you know, long days on Zoom. The word I heard yesterday was good. It was called Zoom zombies. That was the word of the day. And I think you can't turn into a zombie on digital. You know, there's some things that real life just can't be replaced. But digital transformation isn't just about transactions in economically, shopping, trading, all these things that are now completely digital. But it's really about the security of our data, too. We really need to think, okay, if we jumped, you know, 10 years and 10 months of everybody moving into the cloud with their data and everybody working remotely and now on home networks, you know, we kind of rushed into this and everybody's been, you know, scrambling on all fronts. They're dealing with their kids, you know, homeschooling, digital, all these things. You know, it's time to take a breath and remember that, you know, we need to talk and think about security and the workforce behind, you know, keeping our network safe and secure is really what CompTIA, the Computer Trade Industry Association, and my job provides. We need to think about that, too, because it doesn't just happen on accident that we're safe.
And that, I know that's what you guys focus on all the time, isn't it? I mean, your job is to help technology companies and companies who use technology work better together, isn't it? Education.
Right, because we're the leading provider in the world behind Microsoft of certification for the tech workforce, that's really the tip of the spear, you know, handling security and network issues around the world. And we really want to see that workforce grow, and there's such a demand even in the pandemic. You know, there's been so many industries hard hit.
Would you agree with me, Amy, that one of the failings of America in the last 20 years has been getting our workforce all the way down to the last mile employee, getting our workforce ready for this digital transformation? Would you agree with me about that?
Yeah, I would. You know, we see that a lot, and we've got a solution to it. I'm real proud to say that our foundation for almost 10 years now has been working with folks at want to change careers into technology jobs, and we've scholarshiped them to go through an 8-week boot camp. These are folks, some of them who've never turned on a computer, Jim. We train them. If they can pass the 10th grade reading and writing test that we, you know, we need them to have that level of, you know, schooling. But in 8 weeks, we can transform their ability and get them into an entry-level job that'll be the beginning of a career ladder in tech. And we've even done that under the pandemic. I've got a story out of Oregon about a young lady I'd like to share with you.
Well, you know, Amy, I started talking about in a presidential election, prior to a presidential election, I started saying if I were running for president this year, I would my major lead plank in my platform would be we're going to make sure every high school graduate is capable of having some kind of a tech-related job. And guess what election that was? Guess what year that was when I started? 2008. When Romney and Obama were going after each other, 2008, I started saying that. And guess what? It still isn't a lead plank in anybody's platform.
No, it's still true. You know, something my great-grandmother used to say, come from a long line of teachers, you know, education is something no one can ever take away from you.
That's right.
And being ready to work in a tech workforce, and regardless of what industry, you're going to have a tech piece of the job because almost every company is a tech company, right?
Yep.
We need to be building in those digital skills into schools, and we're failing our kids if we're not.
One of my favorite stories to tell, Amy, is a guy, and I may have told you this before, a guy was built a paper mill, a brown paper mill, meaning, you know, tissue paper and things like that.
Yep.
And I said to him, how many of your employees use a computer? Not just a technology, not just digital, but a computer in the direct performance of the job. He said 100% in a paper mill.
These are high school graduates. I'm going to carry forward. You hadn't shared that yet. I love that because it's true. There's not a company that isn't somehow a tech company, but that paper mill story is amazing. Yeah, we really, and the thing is, you know, unfortunately, women are scared off of computers sometimes. And we always think all the tech jobs are in tech companies. And they're not.
I would like for you to explain that because that's, I've never heard a woman say what you just said. I've talked about women in tech for 20 years with women who were your peers. If you had a peer, they would be your peers. And I've never heard a woman say what you just said about women being scared of computers. We're going to talk about that after the break. Because, folks, in the 21st century, women are half the workforce. Hello, 20 after. Right back with Amy Cardell. She's with CompTIA. She's VP of Workforce Relationships at CompTIA. C-O-M-P-T-I-A.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.